Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, we've got my main man, David Kyleser, creator of the Sip and Dip Cookie Dipper and representative, head representative of the Walter Curry Foundation. So, if you want to holler at us, the number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We, of course, encourage you to get in contact with us. Check us out on the website, www.smoothdrama.com. That way you can get to know a little bit about me and Miss 100%. We social network. You catch me on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me. I'll follow you back on Facebook. I'm Dick Hugger, my yearbook tag, everywhere else, I'm Dick Hugger. Add me, I'll add you back, and we can start a little social discourse. But I know, of course, y'all ain't really trying to hear me or feel me, no way. You really want to get at my co-host. Tell them where they can catch you, Miss 100%.
Find me on Twitter or follow me on Twitter, 100% or at 100%. I got to be correct when I say that. You know, I've got to learn Twitter. email me directly at miss100% at yahoo.com. I'm not going BS at yahoo.com, or catch up with me on Facebook, miss100% spelled out.
Alright, well, I hope y'all happy. I hope everybody's happy. Herman Cain has officially bowed out. Now, y'all know my feelings on it. I'm like, how you going to kick Herman out? And he was the most interesting character there because he was genuine. He was real. He brought some stuff to the table that no other candidate brought. You know? For example, Herman Cain had sex with adults. In light of all the news that's out there, give him an A for that. Herman Cain was charismatic in an unintelligent sort of way. Herman Cain has a mustache.
Wait, what is that? Never mind.
Look, no other candidate has a mustache. Look at him. Think about it. And last but not least, Herman Cain could quote Pokemon. And I'm sorry. I don't care what y'all say. He deserved better than that. I mean, 100. Who's going to quote Pokemon now? And if you want to know what Pokemon song he quoted, it was from Donna Summer off the film Pokemon 2000. The Power of One.
Wow.
That's right. Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when there's so much on the line. But I can make a difference. There's a mission just for you and me.
Wow.
Yeah. Now we say Herman Cain is gone. Front runner, Newt Gingrich. What does Newt Gingrich bring to the table, 100? He spent money, $150,000 to be exact, give or take a dollar or two, on anal bleaching. Now, I ask you and anybody else out there listening, can you really say you down with a guy who anally bleaches? I'm asking. Herman Cain, Sex with Adults. He had a mustache. He quoted Pokemon. Newt Gingrich, Anally Bleaches.
What?
Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He's anally bleaching, so he basically dropped his shorts and say to the American public, kiss my anally bleached ass.
Why would somebody want to bleach their anus?
Obviously, he wants somebody to see it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I can't get into it because I can't understand it. I use bleach for cleaning, like dishes and around the house, not for my anus. Moving on. The word, and this gets to the word of the week. Our smooth drama word of the week is dumbism. It's dumbism that Herman Cain has bowed out, hurting my chances to see two black men run for president. I just wanted to see the debate. So, to all y'all who are happy that Herman Cain, who has a mustache, has dropped out, whatever. You got the anally bleaching guy now. Be happy. And speaking of dumbism, 7-year-old accused of sexual harassment. Why? Because a bully was beating on him, took his gloves, and what does he do, 100? He defends himself by kicking said bully in the balls.
That's what you're supposed to do, to get them up off of you.
Right. What happens? The school says he was charged with sexual assault.
That is not sexual assault.
Yeah.
That is called self-defense.
Right.
Hit him where it hurts. Let him know not to mess with you no more.
I guarantee you, if he's trying to steal some gloves next time, you keep them hands down low.
Well, if he even think about stealing gloves, he probably going to get a sensation and change his mind about the whole thing.
Exactly. See, that's dumbism.
Yeah.
Sexual assault, really? A 7-year-old defending himself?
Yeah, you know what? And dumbism also is not even acknowledging that the actions of the book.
Right.
And we had discussed this before where people are saying, you should, if you're being bullied, tell the teacher, tell the principal, tell an adult. But when you tell an adult, the principal or a teacher, they don't do anything about it. So the child is left to defend his or herself. And I guess that was the only way he could let him know, don't put your hands on me no more.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's like 9-year-old suspended for 2 days for saying his teacher was cute.
Wow.
Yeah. I know in my day, there were certain teachers that garnered that, oh, they're cute. You say that to a classmate and you get suspended for a couple of days. Man, my whole fourth grade class was being kicked out.
What was the basis of suspending him, though? I mean, on what grounds? Like,
I guess he just...
Yeah, sexual harassment.
The teacher overheard it.
So because she heard that she was cute, she got him suspended.
Pretty much, yeah.
But you know what, though? You know what I blame for this incident? All of these nasty behind teachers that keep touching on these little boys and little girls and sleeping with these little kids. And she felt like, okay, I better say something about this because I don't want it coming back that I heard it and then I get in trouble for not reporting. You know what I'm saying? It's the teachers are scared. It's like itchy little feet. I mean, the teacher was fired and charged for friending a student on Facebook. She wasn't having any type of a relationship with the student, but just the fact that she friended her on Facebook, she was fired from her job.
Yeah, okay. I understand that to an extent, but I shouldn't get a fourth grader shouldn't be suspended because he thought his teacher was cute.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I don't. I think that, like you said, is dumbism at its finest. But I'm just saying it could be that she was just, hey, like, you know, she don't want to be put in the middle of nothing. She don't want to be put in a position where she will be questioned about, you know, anything.
Right. Well, now something that is actually sexual assault and sexual harassment, and it's some dumbism at its finest. Condom company in Brazil, Ala Condom. They are sending men Facebook friend requests from their unborn sons. So basically what they do is they look up people and they create a profile with your name with Junior on the end, and they send you a friend request, and the message says, avoid surprises like this one, and it's a link to their website.
That is brilliant. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you imagine the shock when a guy sees that?
Yeah, see, all I'm going to say is this. You get a friend request, and my name is Herman Cain. I get a friend request from Herman Cain Jr. I guarantee you, I don't see the brilliance in the marketing scheme.
I do.
I promise you. I'm not a happy camper. And Herman Cain, Leroy Madison, John Frank, whoever, they see that. I don't think they're like, oh, that's cute. I promise you. That's cute does not come up.
It may not be. At first, they might not think that. You know, they might be ready to piss on themselves.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I bet you they laugh their ass off. Just like, that's funny to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the individual.
Like they said, avoid surprises like these.
Yeah, but.
You know, we're Jimmy.
Yeah, but that's not. You're looking at your Facebook page and you see that. That's an argument waiting to happen with your woman.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Who else
got hot grits on his toes somewhere?
Right. And your wife doesn't need to see that. Your wife is like, hold on, Junior, what the fuck? Is there something you got to go through all that? It's a fucking con. Anyway.
Why the hell they gotta send you that any damn way?
Exactly. Anyway.
Wow, that was hilarious. Thank you for that story.
No problem. And on that note, we gonna go out to play a little bit. We gonna go on break here. This is we gonna try to go some old school soul back in the game again. This is Donnie Hathaway. Everything is everything.
I
Hathaway. Everything is everything. Yes, it is. Oh, and on that note, since we making everything be everything, we gonna get my man David on the line here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Uh-oh. David. Have to tell my man David. He got to wake up. On that note, in between time, as we wake on my man up,
and well,
speak of the devil.
It's Super Dave.
Hey,
and Walter Curry on the other line, man. How you doing?
What are you doing? All right, man. Welcome back to Smooth Drama, both of y'all. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thanks.
No.
Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Miss 100%.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. We doing good. Now, last time we had you on, you know, you were just starting with the Walter Curry Foundation, and you just starting with your sipping dip. Tell us what's going on since then. I hear you taking off, see you on CNN and all that, flexing your muscles, looking all clean on TV. What's going on?
Well, let me see. Walt, I guess you can fill them in a little bit, and then I can get into the logistics of how the program works. Go ahead, Walt.
Well, since the last time I've been on radio, so the Walter Curry Foundation, we're getting ready to get ready to launch in April, Autism Awareness Month. We're trying to get ready to prepare to get us a bus for doing to help the kids out. And David's been doing a lot of leg work with the Walter Curry Foundation, besides with his shipping dip. So I've been running David into the ground, but I got to say he's a heck of a man for me and a heck of a man for the foundation. So I must tell the viewers and listeners, first off, I'm thankful to have David on my team, man, because he does a lot for the foundation. And without him, I don't think there would be a Walter Curry Foundation.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys are doing great work together, but don't forget to give yourself a little credit. If you don't want to do it, we're going to do it for you, because a lot of that don't care and don't do anything but promote themselves, but you're promoting a great cause that's actually helping real people. So,
oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing, brother. I promise.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
Well, basically, let me just, you know, I just want your listeners to get a rundown of what basically we're trying to do. We are in the process of raising funds to purchase a bus, and the bus will be a limo style bus. And basically what that bus would do, first of all, we're thinking about taking this bus to go across the country to promote autism awareness, not only in April but throughout the year, to let people know that families that have kids that are affected by autism, it's every day. They live with this every day and not just in April. So it's an awareness bus. But most importantly, the bus, what we're trying to do is this bus will be able, families will be able to sign up to a church or to social service to receive speech and behavior therapy, and the bus will go to several neighborhoods different days out of the week, and kids will be able to come on the bus and be able to get their speech and behavior therapy absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And part of our program, we have a vehicle donation program. So if a family has a child that has autism and they don't have transportation, through our vehicle donation program, we will receive that vehicle, refurbish the vehicle, and the vehicle will be offered to that family free of charge, just so that they can be able to go to outings and maybe take their child to doctor's appointments and just giving them that extra boost. So that's basically what the foundation is about in a nutshell. There's one other element that we have that we've incorporated into the program where if you know a child that has autism and you'd like to tell a story about that child, you can actually sponsor that child for $100 through our website, waltercurry.org. And basically what that $100 does is give that child 4 hours or speech of behavior therapy, either or. The average is usually about $80 to $150, and most families don't have that kind of money. So with partnerships with speech and behavior therapy, we were able to negotiate lower rates so the child can receive that services, and we pay for that. So there's a lot of ways people can get involved.
No, I mean, talking about donating a vehicle to people who, you know, obviously would have a problem getting around with their autistic child, and then when you talk about getting services that aren't readily available in the local neighborhoods, I mean, that's awesome, man. I just want to commend y'all for that, because that is a service. I mean, when you think about autistic kids and the needs that they have, I mean, that's not something that you can just, like, walk out and be like, okay, right over here I can go. It's not like you can find a liquor store, you can find a center for autistic kids.
No, yeah, you won't find it like you find a liquor store. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. And, Walt and I, we came up with a concept of actually making it mobile because, you know, Walt has a very similar story as, you know, growing up in Crescent City, Florida, not being able to afford to join the YMCA or taking the bus or having the money to take the bus. And so, you know, in his neighborhood where he grew up, there wasn't a YMCA accessible to him. And so we took that formula and said, wait a minute, not everyone can afford to come to our facility. Why don't we do something where we can go out to the people, we can reach the people, we can go into the project, so we can go in the areas that are underserved and be able to find these kids that are affected by autism, and let's help these kids, because chances are if you are in a certain area and you're in a certain tax bracket and you cannot afford to even put food on the table, you know, your child that's affected by autism obviously is going to be falling by the wayside, because you're going to get whatever service you can get from the government or the state, which is very minimum, and the rest, you know, you just have to pick up the pieces or your child just falls by the wayside. So we are trying to bridge that gap where, you know, we can be there. And our goal is basically to have this foundation be duplicated nationwide.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's something that's definitely needed, and I'm sure it could help with detection, because I'm sure there are some people who don't even know that their kid is autistic, you know, because they haven't had proper testing, because they haven't had proper medical care.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think one of the things we're looking into is partnering with hospitals where with our program to actually do the awareness, and we're hoping to be able to raise enough funds so we can launch the bus and we can actually go to some of the major cities. And of course, you know, we've got you guys down in California as one of the places, because Walt did was with the 49ers for a brief, very brief moment. So we'd like to come there and be able to, you know, do a tour and be able to get the hospital to be involved and just be more proactive in letting people know. Because at the end of the day, if we as a society don't reach out to kids with autism, I think what we're going to have in the next 10 or 15 or 20 years, we're going to have a bunch of kids walking around running around with no speech or behavior therapy, and what's going to happen is they're going to be institutionalized, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Or the people that we step over every day, homeless.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
Well, it's the unknown factor of parents these days. They're not the unknown factor is that they don't have the funds to even go pay for it, the kid to get tested, and then that's
sure.
the factor that comes into play that they don't know their child has autism or is, you know.
Right.
So when you get a head case, that's the part that's the toughest about it, you know what I mean? Because they're more concerned of just trying to, like David say, put food on the table, and that's when we're trying to step in and help. Okay, we understand you barely making it, but we want to come in and help. Make sure that your kid is eight. If they is autistic, we're trying to help as much as possible that we can.
It's interesting that you say that. I work for the Board of Education where I work with autistic children and children with learning disabilities. And some people don't know the difference. And what I found was that when they don't get the proper diagnosis, they put every child as autistic because the family can't afford these services. So they only rely on the psychometrist or, you know, the special education teacher to do testing at the school. And then because they're limited, they put every child as autistic so that the child can at least get some type of, you know, care or some type of education. So I think this is a wonderful program. And most of the time, people don't know that the services are out there because the people that provide the services don't reach out to them. So I think it's good that you guys are going out and looking for people to help and not just waiting for people to come to you and ask for help.
I want to know, can I ride in the bus?
Absolutely. You listen, man. You've got a VIP platinum ticket. You can ride cross country, man.
All right.
You know, I think one of the things that Walt and I are really, we're very blessed and we're very fortunate that we've had ups and downs in terms of getting this thing off the ground. We're finally here. Walt did a football camp this past summer with some of his friends that are still in the league. And we're actually reaching out to these guys now so that they can support us in April. But most importantly, we appreciate guys like such as yourself and your radio station that have actually, just reach out and just, you know, kind of ask us, you know, how can we help and how can we get involved? And without guys like you all, you know, we can never be successful because we can't do this by ourselves. Of course, you know, we are hoping that we will get the big corporate sponsorship in terms of getting this thing off the ground. And then, of course, you know, in exchange for their sponsorship, you know, we'll gladly put their name on our bus, you know. And the bus will be all over the country, so the shelf life of advertisement is very, very long. And so, hopefully, corporations that are listening to your program that, you know, people would reach out and try to get their company involved and be able to say, hey, look, you guys need to support this. It's new. It's something it's never been done that I know of. And we are the first. We're the blueprint of it. And hopefully we'll be able to get some corporations to come on board to be able to co-sign and be able to make this a success.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, in anything that I can do to help, I'm definitely on board for advertising, helping put the word out. I mean, you need me to actually help with designs, whatever. I'm in, 500%.
Oh. Wow, did you hear that, Walt?
Yes, sir. I got a smile on my face. You can't see it through the phone, but I got a smile on my face.
Hey, well, you know, all you gotta do is reach out, and I got you. No problem.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
And now, speaking of that, I know on the other end we got the sip and dip cookie dipper. Now, David, well, Big Dave was gracious enough to send some cookie dipper to me, which I passed on to some of the kids in the school that I volunteer at, and of course they were in love with it. Did some videos that I sent, but I'm putting together another compilation. So you can see the love that you got from the cookie dipper. Tell people about the cookie dipper and the new development.
Oh man, you know, we actually this past weekend we participated in a Scottish Christmas parade in Old Town Alexandria in Virginia. Great success. We had some backpack billboards walking around promoting the Walter Curry Foundation and donating cars, and then Sip and Dip. But with regard to Sip and Dip, I've got this product, you know, with, finally got the patent. I made a commitment to the Walter Curry Foundation that every product that is sold, we would give $1 to the Walter Curry Foundation to help build the foundation. So everyone that's listening need to go to mycookiedipper.com, purchase the product, because not only is it a cute stocking stuffer for under $5, $1 goes towards Walter Curry. So if you love Walter Curry and you want to support his foundation, you need to go out there and get it. With regard to Sip and Dip, we actually have met with the Girl Scouts, very, very interested in the product. We are, next year, we're going to visit them with regards to locking in a licensing agreement, which I think it's a done deal. And hopefully we'll be able to see the Girl Scouts selling cookie dippers side by side. So that's going very well, and we'll be in Chicago Houseware Show next year. And we also have Warner Brothers that we have spoken to, very, very interested in the Looney Tunes line to be put on the cookie dipper. So there's some big things that's coming up in 2012, and we look forward to, you know, to growing the business and being able to make a difference. So that's what it's all about. And
right.
You know, right now my focus is just really, you know, to get the product out there. The more product we sell, the more it'll benefit the Walter Curry Foundation in a small way.
Right. Well, no, there's no small way. I mean, anything that can help.
A great big one.
Right. That's a huge contribution. You know, y'all being a tad bit too modest over there.
Well, I can tell you this, man. You know, I'm a very humble individual. I don't really, you know, I'm not too much into the limelight. And Walt is the same. He's probably a duplicate of me, except he's a giant, you know.
That's what I was about to say. Almost when people first meet me, they're intimidated because I'm a big guy. And then when you get to know me, they're like, "Oh, he's just a lovable teddy bear." So that's you know what I mean. Yeah, modest. It's my background, the way I was raised, and like, even though I'm a big guy, my heart is always for helping people, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's just me, and always going to be me to the day the man above called me.
All right. Well, that's what we're talking about, and that's why I wanted to reach out to you guys and have you on the first time, and so I'd love to have you come back and talk about the further development of what you're doing, which is a great thing. And a great cause. So tell the people, where can they find you guys again? So one, they get a cookie dipper and donate to your cause.
Okay, well, first of all, they can go to www.mycookiedipper.com. That's www.mycookiedipper.com. And that's to get the product itself, the cookie dipper, great stocking stuffer. To support the Walter Curry Foundation, to get involved, to make a donation, they can go directly to his website, waltercurry.org. That's Walter Curry, org, or they can also call 866-970-6555. It's a toll-free number. Donating vehicles, all the process is right there, very simple. Vehicle doesn't run, we still take the vehicle. We would scrap the vehicle and put the funds into speech and behavior therapy. So those are some of the ways. And they can always send us an email at info@waltercurry.org. And Walter is available for any of you listening out there. He's a man of choice words, but anytime it comes to speaking to the kids, encouraging the kids, Walter's available for speaking engagement. We are in the process of setting up some stuff for him next year. So if there's any event that's coming up that you'd like to have Walter Curry appear, send us that request through our website, and we'd be more than happy to accommodate that for you.
Hold on a second. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I just wanted to say...
Okay. All right.
I guess it said a lot there.
Yeah, it tells you where their head is. They probably flushed themselves down the toilet.
Oh.
Well, I learned one thing in life. You know, I'm actually glad that happened because, you know, I was talking to someone the other day, and there was a gentleman that I've known for many, many years, and he said to me, "What are you chasing now?" And it basically, when he said that, I knew he meant he was kind of insulting me, like, you know, what are you doing now? And I said, I'm chasing kids that need help, and I'm trying to find them help. And he looked at me with an utter stupid on his face, and I was actually talking to his manager. And so I think what happens is a lot of people, they don't really get it. People only get it when your kid, your niece, your nephew, or someone in your family is affected by something like autism, Down syndrome, whether it be Alzheimer's, it doesn't matter. People are only gravitating to something if it happens to them, and we have to stop this mentality, this stupid mentality of thinking that, well, it's not my problem, I don't care, I'm not worried about it, I've got my own problem. Because at the end of the day, when we leave this earth, we will not have a U-Haul behind us taking all of our wealth and all of our egos and everything else. And so, you know, it's people like that are very small-minded, very narrow-minded, and it's just, you know, they need help themselves.
Well, I personally think that there's nothing in there, and he fit right in with our word of the week, dumbism. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. And, of course, I meant what I said, so, you know, we will speak after this. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Okay, thank you, man. We look forward to seeing you in April in Washington, D.C. when we launch this thing.
All right, man.
Okay, you take care now. Take care.
Right, you take
All
care,
right.
sir.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
All right, peace. All right, that was David Kyle Lesser and Walter Curry, retired former lineman of the San Francisco 49ers and Jacksonville Jaguars, as well as Baltimore Ravens.
My bad.
Anyway, good guys, doing a worthy cause. So you heard him, waltercurry.org. MyCookieDipper.com. Support the cause. There's worse things you can do. Sort of like our dumbism candidate flushing the toilet. And on that note, you know, We gonna go on break here. We gonna go out and play. This is HISD. Come out and play.
Education and opportunity are here for the asking. Education and opportunity are here for the asking. And Houston rewards those who work. Houston is holding on to the traditions while welcoming the new. We're looking forward to tomorrow. And we're ready to fly. 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 Fly.
Let them hear this. Drive block to block, it's loud enough. The people on the street nod to the rock. Keep the windows down, surround like an intercom. Spit with a megaphone, glide over the CD-ROM. Standing on top of Savvy's Yukon, wheels roll the ground. They come out of households like, what's that sound? 18s in the back, groundbreaking the track. That kick like hacky sack. We cruise with jewels through the hood of neighbors. On the roof, rapping for your vote like the mayor. Bill White on the mic, I kill right slayer. Murder since glow friends and light bright slayer. Losing my balance, we hit the corner fast, pinky. ISD, my dogs like Winky Dinky. Shuffle they feet, the Hollywood hustle. Chase down the street, trying to catch a peek of the heat. Come out and play, come out and play. Ride all day.
Come out and play, play. All my people say, turn the volume up, up, till it's loud enough. What? Turn the volume up, up, till they loud enough. So come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
Riding for a long time, got a lot inside my mind. Peace of mind is hard to find, but peace of mind stay on the grind. Speak of grind, speak of street, speak of blasting week to week. The trees beat clouds walking, wind blowing big hawk, big pokey, big mo. Driving fast, moving slow, slow it down, volume down. Hello hood, look around. See them playing, see them serving, see them swerving, see them urban, see them bourbon. ISD, music, magic as an urban. Worthy to assist, man, tab, hit the brakes fast. L wasn't strapped, damn, almost hit the brakes dash. Flash, flashing pictures of the hood till it's nothing left. Beat, spit, megaphone, rhymes till they out of breath. Out of plot, out of plans, out of land, I be goddamn. Hood is looking native to the south side of African. Take it back to Rebel Tracks, come on, play this song for that. ISD is here to say the weekends, we are back.
Come
back.
Out and play, play. All my people say, turn the volume up, up, till it's loud enough. What? Turn the volume up, up, till it's loud enough. So come out and play, ride all day, ride all day.
Damn, Scotty, why you spit it so atrocious? We in that popo, step around and get us toasted. Popo's laying low in the cut to revoke this. Grand spit audio, they looking for the dopeness. It's my third strike, I'm going down and they know this. Logo on the ride, peace of mind, where it's soldier. They popped up quick, handcuffs to the wrist, masked up on my fist. Now the people looking on from the streets getting pissed. Like, what the cuff is this? One grabbed the megaphone, then he raised up his fist. It's looking like a public enemy rally in Brooklyn. Thinking to myself, what the hell got in the Houston, doors coming open, windows getting broken. People rising up in the south and they've spoken. The district, we want justice. The district, load up the buses.
The district, we want justice. The district, come out and play. The district, we want justice.
Good afternoon, America.
Together you got it.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was HISD. Come out and play. You know, we need to come out and play after that dumbism that was on display there. For a minute, I can you believe that he actually called the flush the toilet like, oh yeah, things that help people are stupid.
I just don't get it. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe he was, you know.
That wasn't no accident.
We could, I just don't want to believe that somebody's that ignorant.
You don't want to believe that somebody's that ignorant.
Just dumb.
Yeah, right. Dumbism. That's what it is. He is a representative of dumbism. If we make up the Smooth Drama Dictionary, throw dumbism on there, it's a picture of that guy. And speaking of dumbism at its finest, Fannie Mae, hey, they announced, you know what? They're going to suspend evictions of foreclosed single family and 2-4 unit properties from December 19th through January 2nd. So they're going to continue during that period for the legal and administrative proceedings, for the eviction. But the family living will be permitted to remain in the home. Ain't that nice?
It's two ways to look at that.
How are we going to look at it?
One way you can look at it and say, it's not like they're really doing anything, because unless they, have the legal eviction process, and the sheriff's coming out anyway, they can't make them, just get up and move. But then on the other hand, if you think about, okay, the sheriff is at the door, then it is it's maybe a sort of a good thing to say, we don't want to displace people during the hardest time of the year, which for some reason this is no different than any other month. The bills are still the same, just like every other month. But for some reason, November and December are always the hardest month for people.
Nah, see, you being too nice to them. What they didn't want to happen was what happened with the 103-year-old Vinya Hall and her 83-year-old daughter, who was scheduled to be evicted from their home that they had lived in for over 53 years. The sheriff and the movers, who were commissioned by J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah, they don't give a damn about nobody.
Yeah, they showed up and saw how old the people were, and they decided, nah, we're going to let them stay. Because I guess the grandson, who legally owns the house, failed to make the regular payments, and he took the case to court, where they ruled in favor of the bank. And so they were coming, but the police and the movers saw it's a 103-year-old woman and an 83-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And so that's why they came out with that, because they didn't want a public service disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know business is business, but you have to be a low-down, black-hearted type of person to, just want to throw two old women out on the street.
Why they got to be black-hearted?
Black-hearted, cold-hearted, whatever you want to call it.
Speaking of cold-hearted, Jerry Sandusky, talking about the president of dumbism and disgusting human being, as we keep saying and finding out more and more about him, he comes out in another interview saying, well, Joe Paterno never spoke to me about any suspected misconduct with minors. Like, okay, Joe didn't say nothing. So that makes it cool. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Oh, I got to get an angle on this. Now, Joe Paterno is the one who committed the act, right?
No.
Joe Paterno is the old man that got fired?
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry Sandusky
is the old bastard that did it.
Yep. So what does that even matter if he came to you and said anything? Or he's supposed to come to you and say, hey, are you molesting kids?
Right.
Just,
exactly.
I don't understand. He's trying to take the attention off of what he did. And that's what I was saying about the whole thing. It was more focused on paternal and whether or not he called the police or, you know, whether or not he did the right thing. It was more focused on that than the actual crime that was committed.
And to me, that's a down shame. Well, I mean, and this is a guy, in another quote for him, they've taken everything that I ever did for any young person and twisted it to say that my motives were sexual or whatever. I had kid after kid after kid who might say I was a father figure, and they just twisted that all.
There's no way that you can twist father figure and you know, mess around with a child.
Yeah,
can't be twisted.
Yeah, you the daddy that need to be shot.
This is horrible.
Yeah, and you know, the dumbism that he's still allowed to speak. I'm like, when he was in holding, nobody stabbed him in the tongue or something? I'm just saying. I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying he should not be allowed to speak. Somebody should have punched him in the face at least once. Maybe twice. I don't know. And speaking of further dumbism, Border Patrol agent Brian Gonzalez fired for opposing the war on drugs, supposedly. He made the mistake of telling a colleague that if we legalize marijuana, it would end Mexico's violent drug war. He was fired right after that. Why?
Fired because he gave his opinion?
Yes, because, and this is his termination letter, it said he held personal views that were contrary to the core characteristic of Border Patrol agents, which are patriotism, dedication, and esprit de corps. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
That patriotism.
Yeah, because you're non-patriotic if you disagree with something that is not working. I think that we can all attest to the fact that our so-called war on drugs is not working. And you think that the people who are actually on the ground, actually doing the job, should have an opinion that, hey, might even work, as opposed to the people who've been giving up the policy and it is not working? Yeah. Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But see, that's dumbism. Expecting things to work that have been proven over and over not to work.
Right, and that's the definition of crazy, to continue doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Right. Now, I mean, another thing, we talk about something, doing the same things and expecting the same results. We talk about the state of violence, you know, not in America, but in the hood, but in America overall. We give a word out to Daylon Harvey, gunned down senselessly, just going to the store.
There's a lot of speculation as to what actually happened, but they say that he walked out the store and I guess was talking to somebody in a white van, and then the person in the van it was only one person, shot him 15 times.
Well, and that's the point. People who are dying for nothing.
18 years old.
Yeah. Like a whole life ahead of him. Now all that's gone. For what? It's not a cause. You know, as I always say, the school I volunteer at, the elementary school, the security guard has a bulletproof vest. It's why are we so unsafe in our own neighborhoods? We live here.
We killing over things that don't even matter.
Right.
Like Dave said, when you leave here, you can't take none of that with you.
Right. Dumbism. Makes no sense. Yet it still goes on. When is it going to end? Hoping sooner rather than later. Because I don't know how much more of this we can all take. We can all stand. It makes no sense. And on that note, I want to thank my main man, David Kyle Lesser, and Walter Curry of the Walter Curry Foundation, and David, the creator of Sip and Dip, Cookie Dipper, coming on the show. And their cause, support their cause, people. It's a beautiful cause. It's all about helping people. And I want to thank my illustrious co-host, as always, for being the great co-host that you are. Thank you, the listener, for listening. I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. For Miss 100%, we are Smooth Drama, and we are out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth
Drama.